Yerushalmi, the Mai, corresponding to Vachim Bavli, Daf Sadi Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Hanachtoimim lechiv ois and chachomim lafrish, and like they trumas masa vachala. The Mishnah says that the chachomim are only obligated bakers to separate trumas masa and chala. Vonim, enim roshaim limkor es adamai, vachala mashpiim, bemidagasa, roshaim limkor es adamai, it should say, kagoin, hasitoinus, umoichre tevua. Shopkeepers may not sell the mai until they tithe it. And whoever sells in large quantities, such as wholesalers and grain sellers, may sell produce as demai even without tithing. And the Gemara says, Taman, Tanina, Halekech, Menachtim, Kizru Maase, Hachad, Amma Halekech, Mafrish, Vahachad, Amma, Hanachtim, Mafrish. The Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah in the fifth parak teaches that if one buys from a baker, how does he tithe? Meaning that the buyer tithes. And here in our Mishnah, you say that the baker must tithe. Rav Yona Amma is Palgun, Rav Blaza, Rav Yochan, Chad Amma, Kan Ba'isa B'tahara, V'kan Ba'isa B'tumah, V'chona Amma, Kan B'midadaka, V'kan B'midagasa, V'yodun, Man Amma Da, U'man Amma Dal. Rav Yona says in answer, the resolution is a dispute between Rav Blaza and Rav Yochanan. One answer that in our Mishnah, the baker is producing it in a state of tahara, so the Chachamim obligated him to separate Tumas Masa and Chala before it would become Tummy by the time it would reach the buyer's hands. The later Mishnah refers to a baker producing it in a state of Tumah. And the other pin answers that in our Mishnah, the baker is selling small quantities, and in the later Mishnah, he's selling large quantities, and as our Mishnah taught, whoever sells in large quantities may sell demai. However, it's unknown as to which answer was said by whom. Madam Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei hataras havi Rabbi Loza, da'ama kan b'midadaka kan b'midagasa. Rabbi Yochanan explained that our Mishnah required the bakers to tithe so it should be done in tahara. It shows that Rabbi Loza's answer was about the different quantities. The Gemara asks the question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he tithe everything, even Masa Sheni? The answer is that, strictly speaking, he shouldn't separate anything. However, one may not give taharos to an amaretz. The question against the Shlokish is that if he's selling it in small quantities, why doesn't he tithe everything? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Mishnah taught that shopkeepers may not sell demai until they tithe it. Chavaya, quoting Rav Loza, said that this Tana is a Rav Meir who said that they only permitted a wholesaler to sell demai. Question, but the Mishnah itself disproves because it taught, and whoever sells in large quantities, such as wholesalers and grain sellers, and it shows that they not only permitted the wholesalers, they even permitted others who sell in large quantities, and this shows that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yosi le'arada, Rabbi Ela, Amar hada milsa ela arada datani betemamuim betman chu meicher bechanusay ala pesach chanusay. Aber im haya meicher bepalte oy bechanusay chu samach lepalte maase ala kol. The Gemara should say. And Rabbi Yossi answers that rather Rav Loza was referring to a brisa when he said that it's Rav Meir, not the Mishnah. And the brisa says, when were they lenient to allow a baker to only separate Tumas Masa? When he's selling his store at its entrance, meaning in public, where the government officials see him and make him reduce the price, then he's exempt from Masa Sheni. But if he was selling it in a palta, which is a Gentile bakery, or a store which is close to the palta, he won't be noticed by the government officials who make him reduce the price, so he must also separate Masa Sheni. The Chevraya said from Rav Loza, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, and that's the Rav Meir that we discussed. Ahid is Hanina Labasra, Rav Meir Omer, Es Yadalko Limdoi Dugasa, Melda Vedaka, Tfila Daka Lagasa. The Mishnah that follows our Mishnah says that Rav Meir says, if something usually measured out in large quantities was measured in a small quantity, the small quantity is treated as if it was large, and the seller is not required to separate Masa Sheni. Tani Rabchia Kain Es Yadalko Limdoi Dugasa, Melda Vedaka, Tfila Gasa Ladaka, I should say. Vechen Palta, Mida Daka Chanus Midagasa Trelehi Gasa Ladaka. Ruchia said in the Baisa that if someone usually measured out in large quantities was measured in small quantities, it's treated like a small quantity and the seller is required to separate Masa Sheni. Similarly, if he's selling without the officials troubling him in small quantities, even though in his store he sells in large quantities, it's given the law of small quantities and is obligated in the Mai.